السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها، وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من ألف المسجد ألفه الله. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers, our purpose of the life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared and prescribed in the Holy Quran, is worshipping Almighty Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the reason of our creation, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we have not created human being and jinn, but only for my worship. So our central point of the life is to worship Almighty Allah. And how long we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hijj, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حتى يأتيك اليقين, that you must keep on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the death approaches you, right? Meaning until your last breath you have to continue worshipping Almighty Allah. Now worshipping in one sense or in one form is performing 5 times daily salah, which is prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know? And it is compulsory, there is no excuse whatsoever in this regard. Even person is sick, is traveling, is disabled, in every circumstances, in every condition, it is command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we must pray. It is incumbent. To that extent, even you don't find water to make wudu, ablution, the second choice is you must make tayammum. And the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all over. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to my ummah, جُعِلَ الْأَرْضُ tahura, or جُعِلَ الْأَرْضُ masjid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole world for us at the place of sujood. What is the masjid means? Masjid means a place of sajda, when a person is prostrating in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all other religion, they have this particular place or building where they have to go for prayer. For example, Jewish cannot pray anywhere else, they have to go to synagogue to pray. Likewise, the Christians, they have to go to the churches every Sunday. Other than church, there is no prayer for them. There is no concept of prayer, there is no concept of remembering God Almighty. They have to do, they have to come certain day, Sunday, and they have to be in the church. And that's all they can pray. Hindus, they have to go to the temple. Buddhists, they have to go to the temples. Other than that, you know, place of the prayer or holy place, they cannot do the prayer anywhere else. As we Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made so easy and comfortable for us. He allowed us, the whole world is created by me. Wherever you prostrate, and you will find it. فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, in whichever direction you face, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah is all over. So Allah has made for so easy and convenient for us, my brothers, that we should prostrate, we should pray salat anywhere else. But in normal circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to come to the masjid. And the masjid is the central point of the Muslim's life. Since Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam was descended on this world, right? Immediately the first command came to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu salam that he must build the masjid Baytullah for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna awwala bayti waj'al linnasi lilladhi bibakkata mubarakum wa hudalil alameen. So beginning of the mankind, the history of mankind is linked with the masjid. And that's why our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated from Makkah to Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah, what he did first thing? He did not worry about his family, that where they're going to stay, where is the shelter for the family, their kids. No. The first concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even prior to entering into the border of Madinah Munawwarah, which is called Yathrib in that time, little away further from the outskirts of Madinah, he built one masjid over there. That was a Friday. It's called Masjid al-Quba, historical place. And that was the first Jummah took place in the history of Islam in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the 100 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'in together, that was the first Jummah prayer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed prior to entering into the Madinah Munawwarah. And Masjid al-Quba is still there. The brothers are going for Hajj and Umrah. They go there and they get the reward of Umrah. If they make Ihram from the Masjid al-Quba and come to the Haram Sharif, make Tawaf, Sa'i, they get the Tawaf of one Umrah. Such a great bounty. What was that? The concern of the Masjid. And it is so important, my brothers. In the whole world, there are so many beautiful places, right? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها. The best place inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. And the worst place are the aswaq, the markets, the malls, the bazaars. Allah doesn't like it. Why? Because when a person is going to the market, bazaar, he is unmindful of the zikrullah. You know, the temptations, the attractions, the buying and selling, and all the purchasing taking place. Here Allah, the shaitan diverts his attention from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and while he's busy occupying, selling and buying, he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time. And that's why it is the place of forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah hates it. Allah doesn't like Abghazul Bilal. Aswaqwa. Right? So that's why in one of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a person going to the bazaar and market and malls, in that place, he just recite the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd yuhyi wa yumeet bi yadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. He created thousands of rewards. Why? Because in that place of unmindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's making zikrullah in the bazaar. So Allah becomes so happy and pleased with him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him tremendous reward for that remembrance. Fourth kalima. So whenever we should go to the mall or market, we should remember the fourth, keep on reciting fourth kalima. While we are buying and selling, so we should, our tongue should be engaged with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, encouraging us to link ourselves with the masjid, is man alif al masjid alifahullah. Who doesn't like that Allah must love you? We all want it. Because ultimate goal is to get entry into the paradise. And only that person will be able to enter into paradise to whom Allah loves. It will be final decision by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else will be there participating in the decision who will go to Jannah, who will go to hellfire. It will be exclusively in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Anbiya alayhi salam, nafsi, nafsi, we know the lengthy hadith. So, for that, how we can become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is one way. That if you love the house of Allah, Allah is going to love you. And if you make abad and make this masjid alive with the ibadah, Allah is going to make you alive and you're going to take care of all the affairs of this world. That's why in the ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted those people who frequent to the masjid, who make the masjid alive. Innama ya'muru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Those people definitely who make the masjid alive are those. Innama ya'muru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who believe in yawmul qiyamah. See? These are the qualities of the believer has been mentioned in this. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ عَامَرَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةُ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ. Two major faraiz, establishing salah 5 times and taking out zakat, distributing the zakat. وَلَمْ يَكْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And they are not scared or afraid of anyone. No ism, no government, no any, you know, rules or regulation. وَلَمْ يَكْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. They're only afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And though these kind of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are guided. They are hidayat yafta, they are guided towards the right path. So if we want ourselves to be included in this group of the people to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praised in this verse of the Holy Quran, we have to make a little effort. Right? Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, very great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, the misal, an example of the believer who is inside the masjid is like a fish in the water. You know, fish enjoy living in the water because that is the means of his life. And a person who doesn't like to stay in the masjid comes last and goes away first. That person's misal is like a hypocrite, munafiq, may Allah save all of us. So Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah said, the misal, an example of hypocrite is like a bird in the cage. If you capture any bird and put it in the cage, he is restless. He doesn't like to be confined inside the cage. He is looking, you know, any opportunity someone can open the door of the cage and he can fly away. Because he feels miserable inside the cage. There is no life for him inside the cage, right? He likes to be free, he likes to go out into the atmosphere. So like a person who is coming last to the masjid, and just waiting for salah to get it done quickly, few sujood and running out from the masjid, is like a bird who was in the cage. We should not be in that category. Rather, we should be in the category of that person who is like a fish in the water. Because if a person is taking out the fish out of water, it becomes restless. And after some while he died. Because his life is inside the water. Likewise, the believer's heart should be always inside the masjid. When one salat finishes, he's waiting for the next one. That's why in one of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, on Yawmul Qiyamah, there will be no shadow of anything except the shadow of Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that shadow of Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy is going to make 7 categories, 7 people. He will allow them to be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that stone, you know, when the sun will be so close and people will be suffering. So among those 7 categories, one is rajulun mu'allakum, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum fil masajid. One of a person among those 7 categories is that person whose heart is linked and engaged inside the masjid. What does it mean? That even he has to go out of the masjid after the prayer for some worldly affairs, for some job or family, taking care of the families, he goes. But his heart remains in the masjid. He thinks, when my work is done, I can come back to the masjid and I can spend my time inside the masjid. He's always thinking and remembering and mindful of the masjid. We should, you know, build up that kind of zeal for the masjid. One of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, which is hadith Qudsi, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بيوتي في الأرض المساجد. My houses on the surface of the earth are the masajid. Umaruha, zuwaruha. Those people who make my houses alive, they are my guests. What a great honor, my brothers and sisters. I mean, there is no sister. What is the honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to those people who make a little sacrifice to come to the masjid? He becomes the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, Tuba liman tatahara fi baiti summa zarani fahaqa ala al-wazuri an yukrima sahiru. Glad tidings to those people who perform wudu ablution at home. And now it is great reward to perform wudu at home.
There are so many virtues Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if a person is performing wuzu at home with the intention to come to the masjid and is walking or driving towards the masjid, for every step Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is granting him reward, erasing his sin and elevating his status into paradise. This is every day, every single time. And another hadith Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the person is performing wuzu at home with the niyat of coming to the masjid to perform salah in congregation in jama'ah, Allah grants him the reward of Hajj and Umrah. A Hajj who adorn his ihram and going to the Hajj and Umrah. The person who is getting, going through with these rituals, a person is getting same reward every single day, 5 times. He makes wudu at home and come to the masjid. So just imagine every day we are getting the reward of 5 Hajj, 5 Umrah. Just by coming to the masjid with the wuzu. Why there are so many rewards? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you pray your salat in congregation, you will get the reward of 27 to 25 times more compared to anywhere else. Why? Because Allah wants us to come to the masjid. And then Hadith Qudsi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that those people who come into the masjid, they become my guest, I become their host. Now it is compulsory upon the host to make ikram of the guest. And who is our host? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What ikram is going to make us? He's going to pardon all our sins and will grant us entry into the paradise. The last hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that those people who are frequent to the masjid, always 5 times you find them in the masjid, always, there are inna lil masajid awtada. These people are the pegs of the masjid, like if you putting some pegs onto the ground for your tent, and the pegs hold very strongly into the ground. It doesn't shake, unshakable. So these people are like that, they don't want to go out from the masjid. If someone is forcing them to get out from the masjid, they don't like it, they want to be inside the masjid. They become pegs of the masjid. When they become pegs of the masjid, al malaikatu julusahu. What a great bounty, my brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that these kind of people who spend most of the time in the masjid, malaika, the angels, become their companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said that the people are sitting with the malaika. No, malaika sitting with them. Malaika looking opportunities. They are eager to sit with those people who sit inside the masjid and make zikrullah and pray salat. Al-malaikatu julusahum, the angels become their friends, their companions. In ghabu if taqaduha, when angels become their friends and when they become the familiar to each other, although we cannot see them, but they can see us. There are malaika sitting right over here. So when for some reason that person who is very particular and regular to the masjid, for some reason he does not come to the masjid, is occupied himself outside, some business, some work or some thing happened to him that he is not coming to the masjid. So these angels go and look for him. Where is he? I am missing my friend. Where is he? They look for him. In maradu aduhu, and the angel find him, he is sick. That's why he is not coming to the masjid. He becomes sick. So these angels go and visit him, whether in the hospital or at home. Angels are going and visiting, oh my friend, we were missing you, you were not in the masjid, so we came to visit you. So angels are becoming his friends and coming to make iyadah. In kanu fi hajatin a'nuha. So if for some reason he's not coming to the masjid because of he's occupied for something, he's in need of something, then angels are trying to help him out so he can get done his work and quickly come to the masjid. Angels become his helpers. So these are the virtues of the masjid. My brothers, in these circumstances, we are restricted to come to the masjid. But it should not happen the habit, oh, masjid is closed, or masjid is only allowing certain people, let me stay home and relax. No. That is the very great trap of shaitan. And this is the fitna of this time, my brothers. We never face this kind of fitna in our life. We should fall in the trap of the shaitan and devil, that we must relax at home and pray so the Salat at home. No, it should not be our habit. Remember, we have to break the trap of the shaitan, and we should come to the masjid frequently, as much as we can come, and whenever we have opportunity, we should grab it, because the most reward you will get by coming to the masjid. So don't make masjid abandoned, don't make masjid without any activity, but rather fill this masjid with activity, with the prayers. Yes, we can see the crowd in Fridays, but Fajr time, Zohar time, masjid is empty. The gates are open. The same, 25 people can come for Zohar, for Fajr and for Asr. But we find very 2-3 prayers for Fajr and Asr. It should not happen. We should come to the masjid frequently. May Allah give us profit for that.